A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. Former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell, formerly drafted NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell. Of course, the draft night for Scott gave him many haunting feelings over the years, and our job as a show now is to really walk Scott through draft day.
I got over that, Alex. I was really in a good place with that until about right
until
now.
Until I start bringing it back up again. Well, hey, don't worry, because the Jets are also on the clock, and apparently their pick is in. The Jets, of course, who picked Zach Wilson at number two, they have the 14th overall pick as well. Interested to see who they're going to add to the pickup tonight with Zach Wilson as well. So there's a lot going on here. We're anticipating at some point a call from Aaron Roderick, but apparently they're basically in the party zone there in Cleveland.
Yeah, don't hold your breath on that one.
It's been tough to get a hold of him. He's having a hard time finding a place where it's not super loud. So in the meantime, Scott, as we talk about these things, I want to get back to something that happened behind the scenes today. Almost an amazing trade situation. Like, it's the thing that I wake up on draft day, and it's not my team, so I don't care the weird stuff you do. But, I woke up and saw the tweet earlier this morning that Aaron Rodgers apparently has been floating it out there that he isn't necessarily wanting to be in Green Bay as much as he may have given off, right, in the offseason here. And the teams that have been thrown out there have been the Broncos, who just picked up Teddy Bridgewater. I don't know where that came from. The Raiders, interesting. And also the 49ers were in the mix. And then we heard reports that the 49ers had offered the number three pick in the draft, plus a lot of other goodies, including a lot of other draft picks. Look, if you're the 49ers, give them your whole draft to get Aaron Rodgers, but they weren't out. The Packers were not going for it, and so they dodged a bullet, I guess. But in the end, are they dodging a bullet? It's a guy who seems like he is at least putting his name out there and saying he doesn't want to be a part of your organization, and he used draft day to try to lure himself out of there.
I wonder if this has been going on behind the scenes, and I wonder if Aaron Rodgers just tried to jump-start it a little bit more. Who knows? I mean, because just doing it on draft day seems a little bit late. Aaron Rodgers would be an absolute perfect fit for the 49ers. He's from that area. He fits very well into the system and what they do. And he's a proven commodity that who knows how many years. I mean, Aaron Rodgers still seems like he's got years left on him. The thing that I'm just baffled by is it's this almost epidemic of, since we're in pandemics and epidemics,
of these
quarterbacks like going, I'm not happy. Deshaun Watson's not happy. Russell Wilson's not happy. Tom Brady apparently was not happy.
Scott, you got that report wrong, because I read yesterday Pete Carroll said Russell Wilson has never been happier. Okay,
yeah,
I read the report.
Yeah. They have to say all this stuff now because he's still there.
I know. Okay?
I get it, but the thing is, and then they see Tom Brady leave, and they go, "Gosh, he went to this other team that was really close." And he goes and wins a Super Bowl, and they're all going. All these guys think they can win a Super Bowl if they're just in the right situation, and so Tom Brady, you know, proved this out to be, and so I'm just trying to understand What is behind all this? Why are these guys just – I mean, Green Bay, like as far as organizations go, why are you so unhappy there? And the same thing in Seattle. I can understand Houston and all that stuff, but, you know, I just don't understand why these guys are so adamant and vocal. Like, you know, it's not that they, you know, say it, but, you know, you come out and publicly say it, and it doesn't happen. You're Aaron Rodgers. What do you do now? You know, because now you got to go play in front of all these fans, and it's like, you know, I was just joking, you know, like, oh, Pete Carroll's out there going, oh, you know, hey, he's very happy. There was never any discussion about any of this stuff. And so I just think I don't understand it to start with. And I wonder if it's related to Tom Brady. And I don't know. I don't know where it goes and what it means.
I mean, on a day like this where everybody, you know, goes back and forth and we start to kind of see some things start to materialize and then they don't really. I was fully anticipating there was going to be, you know, this crazy move, you know, where somebody – I mean, just imagine the Green Bay Packers getting that number three pick because they gave up Aaron Rodgers, you know. And then Jordan Love is sitting there and going – he's probably reading those rumors going, this might be my chance. And then at the same time, you're also going, our team gets significantly worse. Our team gets significantly worse if we give up this Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, it's part of the deal to look at these deals to see where a guy like Aaron Rodgers is maybe just is done with Green Bay. But as soon as you start to say I might want to go somewhere else, that's when the fan base, especially in a place that's been so loyal to you forever, starts to maybe turn on you. The other thing that just happened, the Jets just picked up a guard. Elijah Vera Tucker out of USC.
This is a good deal.
This is a massive deal for a guy like Zach Wilson to be able to get an All-American guard out of USC to hopefully bolster that offensive line for him. And if you're drafted second and then the next pick that they use in the first round is a guy to protect you, you've got to feel pretty good about that.
Well, you'd like to feel – I mean, I don't want to be greedy here. Be nice if, you know, he's going to be a left tackle. I know he plays both positions, but, you know, if he's that guy, that's a nice pickup for the Jets. And these linemen that were in the draft this year – there aren't a lot of them, but the ones they have, they're, you know, these guys could be 15-plus year guys that, you know, perennial Pro Bowlers. I mean, there's some really, really, really talented guys.
Scott, they've done the thing. They showed Mac Jones. They've shown Mac Jones in the green room because you have this elation on some sides of these things. Then you have Mac Jones looking around, holding his phone, kind of tapping his knee there. Joining us right now on KSL's Unrivaled from Cleveland,
hey,
the offensive coordinator from BYU, Aaron Roderick, on the program here with us. Aaron Roderick, coach, thanks for being with us. Try to explain what tonight was like.
It was fun. It was pretty wild. This is my first time being here, and so there's a lot of excitement, and there's also a lot of nerves, man. Like you just mentioned Mac Jones, I feel for him or anybody that has the night maybe not go according to plan. You can definitely feel the stress as you walk by some of the families and stuff.
Yeah, the draft sucks, A-Rod. Let's just put it at that. It's just a brutal thing. I hate the draft. I don't even know why we have it, and I don't even want to talk about it. But
Scott
we're here.
Had to go home. The nachos got cold before he got called.
It's a long time ago. It doesn't matter anymore. What I want to know is I've been so impressed. Like with Zach, like, you know, I've watched him in high school but there was a massive jump between his, you know, last year, his sophomore year, and this year, his junior year. And you were right in the middle of all of it. What was it? Was it his arm or was it what? Tell me why he just, I mean, he just made a massive leap.
Yeah. I think it was a couple of things. The first thing was his sophomore year, he wasn't healthy and He played injured. He had a shoulder that wasn't right. He came back from surgery too. It just wasn't right yet. And then breaks his hand in the middle of the season and has pins in his hand and only misses a couple of games. I think it was three games. And then comes back, but he probably should have just sat it out. He probably should have sat out that whole season, to be honest with you. Yeah. But he's such a competitor. He played, really wanted to play. And so he was a little up and down that year, and then he was still developing. I mean, he still, I think we have to allow for quarterbacks to grow and make some mistakes, you know, and Zach was always a guy who wasn't afraid to try anything, but he was also really good at learning from his mistakes. And so yeah. I think what you saw this year was a healthy guy who had also learned a lot of football in his first 2 years in college. And then the game just really came together for him and slowed down. And then the other part of it was he had a lot of good players around him this year. We were executing at a much higher level as a team than we were his first 2 years. And so that's a factor as well. And
you're throwing the ball more.
We were throwing it more, and we were throwing it more down the field too. We weren't just – like I told Jeff Grimes, I don't want to throw it more. I just want to throw it farther.
That's interesting.
We started stretching the field.
Throw it more. Don't do that. don't give in to those offensive linemen. Throw the ball more.
Yeah, Coach. One of the things that we wanted to Mac Jones got picked up by the Patriots. By the way, in case you're holding your breath, so he just got picked by the Patriots. That's a good pickup for them. On a personal level, this is a guy you've worked with for the last few years, and to watch Zach. They're up close. I saw his family on TV. I saw him in his sharp suit, and I thought, oh, man, this is just a happy moment. What was it like on a personal level to see a guy that you helped develop get into that spot to get picked so high in the NFL draft?
Just joy, man, pure joy. I was really happy for him. You know, a year ago, he was fighting to prove that he was our starting quarterback, And let's be honest, we had some fans that were pretty hard on him, and there's a pretty high level of expectation at the quarterback position everywhere nowadays. But at BYU in general, I think the expectations are pretty tough. And he showed a lot of grit and a lot of toughness to battle through it, and just showed a lot of character too. I mean, he never flinched from it. He never acted entitled about it. He just said, "Yeah, okay, well, let's compete. Of course, I got to compete." And so I'm happy for him because of that. That as much as anything, just the way he handled the adversity of being injured last year and the losing a couple of games that people thought we shouldn't have lost. And those about seeing someone have success, you know. And now it starts all over. You know,
you got a full quarterback room to deal with now.
For me, and then it starts over for him too. You know, it's like a 50-50 deal for every guy who's drafted. And he and I were just talking about that today. Like, hey, now it's real. You know, this is gonna be hard.
A-Rod, we appreciate you joining us, and thanks for getting a hold of us, and thanks for being there live with us from Cleveland. Good luck. We're going to be talking to you when the season gets closer, of course, because you've got a lot more quarterback questions to answer for us. That's Aaron Roderick from BYU.
Can BYU ever beat Utah? That's what I want.
No,
it's been 9 years.
Stop it. We're not going to do that. All right, we're going to take the break here. Sam Farnsworth's going to join us next from KSL5 Television as we go out here. Stay with us. More to go. More updates from the NFL Draft next on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.